The decades-long battle of a Youngstown businessman to remain in the U.S. is coming to a close and leaves a trail of unanswered questions about his deportation case. It also has a lot of people in Youngstown feeling like Amirati Othman's loss is their loss.
If you guys ordered shirts in the last few days, they're here.
The shirts say, Free Al. For more than a week, hundreds of people in Youngstown protested Amirati's arrest, wrote letters of support, held candlelight vigils. He'd been championed by a Democratic congressman and a Republican activist. A congressional subcommittee made a special request to effectively stay his deportation. It was only about 3 months ago that most of them even learned that for decades, Adi had been fighting immigration's claim that his first marriage in 1980 was a sham. He'd been in Youngstown, where his second wife's family had settled, for nearly three decades. And most people, like Cheryl Kelly, have known him simply as Al, the guy who opened a half-dozen small businesses, was first in the stands when his four daughters played sports, organized the annual Arab American Community Festival, and was just plain kind.
He shows nothing but love and respect. I never seen him once tell people to get from in front of his store. People hungry, he'll bring them in and give them something to eat.
His store is the Downtown Circle Deli and Hookah Bar. 7 years ago, it was a vacant building on a desolate block. Mayor Tito Brown says Adi had the vision to buy it and the ability to transform it.
He was that part of that private investment that needs to happen in the city of Youngstown. So his story is, in so many ways, what Youngstown stands for. He is what Youngstown needs more of.
But last fall, Immigration and Customs Enforcement gave Adi 3 months to leave the country. His wife, Fida Musla, says the couple fought to stay, but prepared to leave. Adi had strapped on an ankle monitor. They turned over their business and bought one-way plane tickets to Jordan.
January 7th was the day out. We packed our bags, I sold my home, and we were leaving. Why would they call just to trick them?
In a time of big questions about immigration policy, that narrow question is one of the most controversial in the case. A few days before their planned departure, ICE postponed the trip. But things took another turn on January 16th. Adi, Musla, and their lawyer headed to Cleveland for his next meeting with ICE. They were joined by Ohio Republican Party Treasurer and Trump supporter Tracy Winbush and Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Ryan had sponsored what's called a private bill to allow Adi to stay in the country. Longstanding Homeland Security policy was that the subjects of private bills don't get deported. That changed last year. Still, Ryan went to the meeting hoping for a re-review of the case. Instead, Adi was arrested in minutes.
Amer showed up with a congressman. He showed up with a high-powered lawyer. And he was taken into custody right before our very eyes. What's happening to the person who doesn't have a lawyer and doesn't have a congressman standing by their side?
Winbush calls it an ambush and a federal agency run amok. ICE won't comment on specifics. In an email, it says the original delay was temporary. It maintains that Adi's case has been thoroughly reviewed and says even when a deportation is stayed, the agency can move ahead if it has evidence that, in its judgment, warrants removal. Adi began a hunger strike the day of his arrest. His wife says he lost nearly 20 pounds, but needed to do it.
It's a way of saying this is wrong. He has no other voice.
Meanwhile, the story took another twist. After the arrest, Ryan renewed the push for his bill, and the Republican Judiciary Committee chairman asked Homeland Security to reopen the case. Ryan was jubilant and talked of Adi's imminent release. Instead, Adi was transferred to the private prison in Youngstown for medical monitoring. It was there that he found out about ICE's final decision Thursday. The agency said it would honor part of the congressional request. It would take another look at the case. But Adi would already be gone. A few hours later, his family visited, separated from him by thick glass. Outside afterwards, his daughter Lena again pressed the question of why he was ever there.
He told them to send me home. You don't want me in this country? That's fine. I did everything the right way. And they don't care. How is that okay?
There is one other question swirling. What is Youngstown losing? Tracy Winbush says a lot.
Youngstown's hard. People live here. They like here. But then there are people that believe in here. And you don't find many people who believe.
The Downtown Circle Deli and Hookah Bar remain busy as word of the deportation decision spread. Bobby Cater, who stepped in to help run the place a few months ago, shook his head.
I'm jealous. One thing for sure, Jordan's going to get a hell of a man.
I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.